My name's Sebastian, and you're listening to 915 WFO. And the name of the show is To Whom May Concern. In case you couldn't already tell by the egregious crackling of the last record, I'm doing all vinyl today. This is my first time actually doing an all vinyl show on my show. So yeah, I got a bunch. I just came in. I had no idea what I wanted to play. So I decided I would just dig through and play whatever vinyls I could find. So yeah, that was Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones from Hot Rocks compilation 1964-1971. It's going to be a very eclectic mix of music today because I'm just finding whatever I recognize, whatever I feel like playing. And there's a lot of records here at the radio station, and a lot to sort through that I have not sorted through yet. So I kind of just took whatever I can find. But I'm going to try to move chronologically, more or less. So that was the Rolling Stones. I think it's an early Stones song. I would say it's probably from the 60s. I don't know exactly what year that song was released, but it's an early Stones song. 60s, I would presume. And the next record that I have is Blonde on Blonde by Bob Dylan. Double LP, except this one. This copy I found in the station only has the second LP, so it doesn't have any of the first side. And unfortunately, the first LP has got all my favorite songs on it, like Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again, like I Want You, and all the other good songs. But we're gonna have to do with this one, and I'm gonna play a long song, The Closer, a very sad song. I think he wrote it about his wife or something like that. It's called Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. And I'm going to put on this long song so I can go and look for more records to play, because I don't think I have enough for my entire hour-long show. So enjoy this nice long song while I continue finding records to play for us. This is Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands by Bob Dylan. Here we go.
Missionary times, and your eyes like smoke, and your prayers like rhymes, and your silver cross, and your voice like chimes. Oh, who do they think could bury you? With your pockets well protected at last, and your streetcar visions which you place on the grass, and your flesh like silk, and your face like glass. Who could they get carry you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophet says that no man comes. My way. Should I put them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheets like metal and your belt like lace and your deck of cards missing the jack and the ace, and your basement clothes and your hollow face. Who among them didn't think he could outguess you? With your silhouette when the sunlight dims, to your eyes where the moonlight swims, and your matchbook songs and your gypsy hymns. Who among them would try to impress you? Sad-eyed lady of the low, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I put them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? The kings of Tyrus with their convict list I'll waiting in line for that geranium kiss, and you wouldn't know it would happen like this. But who among them really wants just to kiss you with your childhood flame on your midnight rug and your Spanish manners and your mother's drugs and your cowboy mouth and your curfew plugs? Who among them do you think could resist you? That lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes my way. Should I lead them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? Oh, the farmers and the businessmen, they all did decide to show you where the dead angels are that they used to hide. But why did they pick you to sympathize with their side? How could they ever mistake you? They wished you'd accepted the blame for the farm, but with the sea at your feet and the phony false alarm and with the child of the hoodlum wrapped up in your arms, how could they ever have persuaded you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man's come. Should I leave them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheet metal memory of Cannery Row and your magazine husband, who one day just had to go, and your gentleness now, which you just can't help but show. Who among them do you think would employ you? Now you stand with your thief, you're on his parole. Your holy medallion in your fingertips now that fold, and your saint-like face and your ghost-like soul. Who among them could ever think he could destroy you? Sad-eyed lady of the Lord, where the sad-eyed prophet say that no man comes. Now should I lead them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait?
Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands by Bob Dylan. That was like it's a lengthy closer to a already pretty long album, Blonde on Blonde. Personally, I wouldn't say it's my favorite song from the record, but it's a good one. It's grown on me for sure. I used to not be able to get through this whole song. It's like 11 minutes long. A little bit long, especially after a double LP, but still a great song. Up next, I've got another Bob Dylan song from a different album. This one's a little bit different. It's from New Morning, released in 1970, and it is on the Big Lebowski soundtrack. It's called The Man in Me. It's a much different, vibe than these older Bob Dylan songs, but I like this one. I would say this might even be one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. I think it's great, not just because it's in The Big Lebowski. I think I heard it before. I heard this song before I watched The Big Lebowski, so it's not like I can only listen to this song and think about The Big Lebowski. But this is The Man in Me by Bob Dylan.
Myself, I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know my
and see. But that's just because he doesn't want to turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me.
By Bob Dylan, and that does it for the Bob Dylan I have to play today. Moving forward chronologically, I've got moving into the 70s now. Actually, I didn't even do this intentionally, but I have three albums in front of me. The first one is Who's Next by The Who, and all the albums that I have that are, like, from the 70s, I have, like, three 70s albums, are all albums that I listened to in this, like, 70s music history class that I took in my junior year of high school. Definitely one of my favorite classes. Learned a lot of cool lore about different albums. So I'll talk a little bit about each album, but Who's Next? This was probably one of my least favorite albums that we listened to in the class at first. I was never, like, huge on this album while I was taking the class, just because I thought it was, like, there's nothing really you can argue against this album, you know, it's got good songs, but something about it just, like, never really, like, clicked for me for a while. Like, I thought it was, like, well, these are just a bunch of good songs that I can't really, like, you know, I don't love them and I don't hate them, they're just kind of, like, middle of the road. But recently my opinion has changed, you know. I feel like this album is not, like, the most sophisticated thing you've ever have going on. Like, The Who, they were originally big because of, like, albums like Tommy, like, kind of, like, concept albums, or rock operas, that's the word. They had, like, rock operas, like, these, like, rock albums that have, like, this crazy storyline. And I'm pretty sure Who's Next was supposed to be another, like, rock opera. But it kind of ended up flopping, and so they have all these songs that are, like, kind of, following this sort of, like, narrative, but also not really. They just also threw in a bunch of random songs. Like, there's a song on the album called, like, My Wife, that's just, like, talking about how his wife's gonna kill him because she's, like, mad at him or something. So there's a bunch of, like, random songs on this album, but it has some really good songs, and I'm gonna play the first two songs off the album, Baba O'Reilly and Bargain. Baba O'Reilly is just, like, you know, it's just a classic song, you know. It's just great. Like, I feel like this album is really good, like, road trip music. It's just, like, the kind of thing you just, like, you know, it doesn't have too much going on. You can just put it on and, you know, drive away. So this is Baba O'Reilly and Bargain by The Who. Thank you. Well, we appear to be having technical issues with this record. It is stuck. So you're unfortunately not going to get to hear the rest of Bargain by The Who. Yeah, if you're just tuning in now, it's my first time doing vinyl on the radio. I decided I just wanted to do a exclusively vinyl show with records from the station. So I've just been pulling out whatever I can find. We were playing Who's Next. So I guess it's time to move on to the next record. So the next record I've got is also from 1971. It's a bit different, though. It's Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Love this record. I'm trying to think if there's anything interesting to say about this record. Because this class was also part of my 70s music history class. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say about this album. I'm going to play the last song on the album, Inner City Blues. I feel like this one, of all the songs in the album, it's more slept on than the other, than like the title track and stuff. You know, that's the popular song. But I think the last song, Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler, is on the same level, if not maybe even the best song on the album. I think it's great. I love this one. Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye. Here we go. Excuse me, I put on the wrong song. Bear with me here.
Spend it all. The have nots. Money. We make it. For we see it. You take it. Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my life. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. This ain't living, this ain't living. No, no, baby, this ain't living. No, 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 no. Inflation, no chance to increase finance. Bills pile up, sky high. Send that boy off to die.
Da 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 da. everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.
Alright, Marvin Gaye with Inner City Blues. Make me want to holler. It's time for a PSA, as it always is, about midway through the show. I've been really, I'm just loving the Rivendell PSAs, so I think we should do another one, just for fun. So, bear with me here while I find a PSA. What do we got? I've got Family Guy versus Zoolander. I want to see what this is. I don't know if this is even a PSA, but I feel like we just have to hear it.
Hey, watch out, party people! Holy smoke, it's crowded in here! Yes! Woody Woodpecker says, all right, I'm gonna go outside and milk it now!
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
WMFO advert.
Shut up!
Done!
That wasn't a PSA, but I really enjoyed that. Okay. Let's see, what have we got? Okay, I think I got one. This one is drunk driving PSA. Let's hear it. All right, we'll be back in 30 seconds after you hear this short PSA.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Thanks, guys. Don't drive drunk, especially around holidays. All right, so for the remainder of my show, I don't really have a whole lot more to play. So I decided that I'm going to play the first side of Low by David Bowie. But before that, actually, Charlie has just come in here. The ops, including me, we're all in the studio today, replacing lots of stuff in Studio A. So actually, I'm broadcasting from Studio C right now. But it's Giving Tuesday here at Tufts, so I have a special PSA, another one, just so you guys know. Tufts Educational Radio PSA is Giving Tuesday donations. WMFO is free form, a commercial free radio. But you know what isn't free? Running a radio station. So for Tufts Giving Tuesday, we ask for your help in keeping WMFO running. Donating is quick and easy, and we promise it won't cost you your firstborn child. It may even cost you less than your last overpriced coffee. Your donations could help us with some much-needed tech upgrades and organizing events next semester. Visit give.tufts.edu/TuftsGivingTuesday. Press Give Now and designate your donation to WMFO. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Donate if you can. We would really appreciate it. We are doing lots of hard work right now to replace old equipment in the studio. Right now, we've got two people in Studio A as we speak, replacing the nodes, which, if you don't know, they're like these pieces of technology that help us plug everything in so we can actually broadcast stuff. And we've been having lots of technical issues with that stuff. So we're fixing all that right now. And the more donations, the more stuff we can replace and make the radio station run better. So thank you for your consideration. But anyways, back to the record. So we've got a little less than 20 minutes left, so there should be just enough time for me to play the first side A of Low by David Bowie. This record was released in 1977, I think. Yes, I believe 77. It's part of the Berlin Trilogy, which is a series of three records that David Bowie made while he was in Berlin, like, recovering from addiction. And he worked with, like, Brian Eno and, like, Iggy Pop, on a bunch of records. Brian Eno produced, I believe, part of this. So you can definitely, you're not really going to hear the Brian Eno influence on this side. The second side, though, is, like, five, like, ambient songs that are very, you can definitely hear the influence from Brian Eno. But I really like this first side. It's got some of my favorite, like, kind of just, like, straightforward David Bowie cuts, like, Sound and Vision, Be My Wife, Always Crashing in the Same Car, you know, just got some classics. And this is easily my favorite Bowie record. So, without further ado, this is Low by David Bowie.
Shoot! girl with gray eyes. Never mind, say something. Wait until the crowd cries. Oh, wait until the crowd cries. You're just a little girl with gray eyes. Go deep in your room, you never leave your room. Something deep inside of me, yearning deep inside of me, talking through the gloom. What in the world can you do? What in the world can you do? I'm in the mood for your love. For your love. For your love. For your love. Oh. I'm just a little bit afraid of you, 'cause love will make you cry. But wait until the crowd goes. Oh, wait until the crowd goes. A little bit afraid of you. So deep in your room, you never leave your room. Something deep inside of me, yearning deep inside of me, is talking through the gloom. What in the world can I do? What in the world can I do? I'm in the mood for your love. For your love.
For your love.
For your love. For your love.
Thank you.
Brown. Hotel garage must have been touching close to 94. Oh, but I'm always crashing in the same car.
Sebastian, and you're listening to
91.5 FM WFO, Member Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of this show is To Whom It May Concern. And the name of this song is A New Career in a New Town by David Bowie, the last song on Side A of Low. We're just about out of time here, about 30 seconds, so I'm just going to say goodbye now. We'll be back next week, probably not on vinyl, but this has been enjoyable, a fun experiment, so enjoy the rest of this song.